You know, people have asked me how I got the idea for my business. It was actually an old family story. Someone in my family was a friend of someone who worked for a building society in London. Back in the 30s, the organization moved into a block of buildings on a newly extended street. Trouble was, the street numbers they occupied included 221 Baker Street, Sherlock's address. Suddenly, all the letters from people writing to the fictional cocaine addict ended up not in a dead letter office, but on the building society's desk. Over drinks, an employee explained the problem to my relative. His response? Doesn't he retire to keep bees or something at the end of those books? Just get someone to write back saying that, you bloody idiot. I'm Blake Merrin, and I run Meme Vendors. If you've become a meme, we can steer you away from the brick wall you probably would have driven stone right into. Ahem. Duke Nukem Forever. That's it, that's this episode's premise. Oh, we had nothing to do with it, and it shows. Also, it was super sexist. Anyway, when the company behind another ludicrously delayed game came to us...
We dreaded the worst. In between reasonable delays and a thawed-out frozen caveman handing someone an Atari joystick and saying, try this, it's good. I mean, you'd play it just out of curiosity. Between those, there's the zone where everyone thinks it's some kind of sacred lost artifact. And when it finally comes out, even the slightest flaw will get blown out of proportion to a crime against humanity.
Even I couldn't harness this one. Clearly, this meme was not a meme of honor. This meme was best shunned. And of course, just telling people to calm the hell down would have worked about as well as eating a live puppy on Twitch. To dodge the brick wall, I had to swerve into a goddamn ditch. And remember what I said in episode 1 about how to kill a meme? You'll figure it out. Here's one of the results.
Hey you! Are you a normal human who likes good things and not bad things?
No.
Then Brian Mitham never plays with your stupid ugly loser buddy right goddamn now! It's the RPG that makes your favorite Final Fantasy look like your second least favorite Final Fantasy!
Nothing is as bad as 13. Nothing.
It causes and cures stage 12 cancer! You won't even feel a thing! But everyone who's achieved 100% completion has mysteriously died horribly!
You can't make a claim like that! It's demonstrably false!
That's my lawyer.
Who are you talking to?
Look, nobody would seriously believe that claim.
Well, could you at least add a disclaimer? Wait, are you recording this?
Don't worry, my podcast listeners are gonna think you're a genius.
But everyone who's achieved 100% completion has mysteriously died horribly!
Death not guaranteed.
Mythop never plays! If anyone you know doesn't like it, punch them in the face or you have freedom!
Oh god, please don't actually hit anyone.
Yes, I was thinking of you when I wrote that line.
Thank you, but did you really need to use the word god?
Yes.
Yeah, not sure what I was thinking with Commandment 2. Or was it 3?
What the fuck? Oh, it can't end with that twist.
It's gonna end with this one! CodexSpeed.mod by Joe Codex Gunnershaug. Some music from JGJ Music via Zepsplat.com. This music from LoyaltyFreakMusic.com. And now, to take us over the 5-minute mark, a retrospective of Johnny's made-up bullshit words and names. Ahem. Blangles. Smibbler. Grapshob. Gronishnog. Gribbumshab. Smarbles. Albedra. Zargis. Leekockery. Ejaculated. I know that one's real, fuck you. Smoinglehurst. Adrenalic, Adrenalus, Xarkek, Riggy Mortum, Bim, Splangflanjo, Vimbulap, Sploingy Whoop, Smimble Flooby, Whimsy Torium, Pato! Wait, that's PTO. Fucking hell, this just goes on! This map, Prek, Board Game, Topia Land, Branslian, Penderding, Umberford, Insult, Anger, Furiated, Tak Yim Ho, Joseph Fiacus, Morib Underwear, Burstner, Vavuvi Voo, Kobolems, Flunday, Snai, Snav, Zimbobbly, Splarzobium, McSoit Flamps, Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm florpin' it. Wily, Cantly, Idly, Stoply, Talkingly, Goodly, Questedly. Sir Namesky, Volga, Frex, Bloom, Gletch, Flurgo, Zubulex, Keljorps, Beepo, Spormotex, Zildjo, and with one P, Glenn's Sharkex! Oh, and Forpin. Not Gilbert? Ow!